Hello. Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. My name is Charles. How are you? Hope you are good. Hope you are wonderful. Hope you've had a good week. Thank you so much for always being here, for always supporting and being part of the movement for truth, visibility, and representation. Homophobia has been dealing with me, and this is something that will continue to happen. It happens to me on social media everywhere. This past week has been weird. So my friend, a close friend of mine, was visiting me this weekend with his wife, and he brought me some good Nigerian soup, jollof rice, and things like this. It was just amazing. So I had a window of time. So I said, okay, I would just like go on TikTok and do a live stream for like 30 minutes or 1 hour before they get ready. So I was on TikTok, and somebody, as they always do with their homophobia, and said to me, you better repent or you're going to be killed or you're going to die. And normally I respond to things like this, but I say the same thing. I responded to them. I said, whatever you are wishing me will happen to your parents, your family, will happen to you tenfold, because they kept saying to me, your family must be this, blah, blah, blah. It was just horrible. I responded. That was all I said. I've said things like this before. I didn't say anything, nothing. That was it. I just responded because they kept saying to me that your family is going to perish. You're going to perish. After a while, my screen went blank and my live stream access was taken away from me. This is not the first time TikTok has done this. They've done it so many times. Sometimes I appeal and it's successful, and sometimes it's not. But what was shocking is what they accused me of. Wait for this. They said it was for firearms and dangerous weapons. Firearms and dangerous weapons. My dear, I kept looking at this. I'm like, where is the weapon? Where is the dangerous weapons? Where is the firearms? I appealed and they never overturned this. And they wrote me back and claimed that I'm speaking to an agent, boy, it was all AI. And they said, we are not going to be able to explain to you the reason why in details, but this is the reason why. So they gave me a portion of it to like rate their customer service and said to me, oh, your rating does not have anything to do with what happened. And I replied in the rating, I rated them the lowest possible. And then I wrote the reason why. I said it is for homophobia and for you suppressing queer voices, because this is what happens all the time. I get insulted. I get told that I'm going to be killed. I get attacked. I get told that if they see me anywhere in Nigeria, that my life will end. Drop your location. There's so many nonsense that I receive every day. I am someone that is strong-willed. This does not do anything to me, because the things that I have gone through in my life to get to here, some people who are on the internet seeing a lot of horrible things, it's never going to affect how I feel about myself or make me feel ashamed of who I am. But the thing is that you receive a lot of these comments, a lot of these horrible threats and what have you. But when you respond by way of comment, these platforms will be like, you are violating our guidelines. But what about these people that are being homophobic, transphobic, I'm queerphobic and things like this? What about them? Because if you go on my comment sections on TikTok, on Instagram, there is a lot of homophobia. Some of them actually discovered my vlog channel and my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, and they write nonsense comments as well. I delete those because I don't want to be seeing these things in a place where I feel like it is okay for people to come and be themselves. But this happens every fucking time. And a lot of these platforms don't do anything about it. But when you respond, that's when they remember that they have community guidelines. The number of times TikTok have suspended me for literally not doing anything wrong is wild to me. Meanwhile, I get constant homophobia. And what this is really, really worrying to me is that some queer people who are really, really struggling will see something like this. So, because I was thinking about this last night because of one of the comments I received. So I said, let's be honest. Have you ever been the target of homophobic remarks from someone who later required your assistance? Anything, including money, assistance, and opportunities. This has happened to me more than once, and it's something we should talk about openly. tell us what you think below. And the reason why I wrote this is I get people who insult me all the fucking time, telling me that I should go to hell, that my life is horrible, that my family must be ashamed of me, that homophobia is not our heritage. Homophobia is not something that happens in Africa. It is something that is... That being gay is something that doesn't happen in Africa, that being a gay person is imported. And I will always say to them that homophobia is not hereditary. It's not something that is part of our heritage. It is not our tradition. Homophobia is not our tradition. I keep saying this to them. But they will say a lot of this nonsense to me. You are teaching people how to be gay. Homosexuality is not our culture, yari yari yara. And I keep saying to them that homophobia is not part of our heritage. It is not part of our tradition. Homophobia is what was imported. Homosexuality is part of our tradition. So you saying to me that being gay and all of these things is not part of our culture is wild to me. And I go back and forth with these people. And what is shocking is that they say a lot of this nonsense and they end up asking me for money. And that is why I wrote what I wrote. Because I took a screenshot of this and sent it to a friend and my man. I'm trying to find this so I can read it to you. Okay, I found it. So this person wrote, "Hello, good evening, sir." I'm reading this exactly how they wrote it to me. "Hello, good evening, sir. I want to try that gay of a thing, sir. I don't if you can link me through. Homosexuality is not a social club. It is not a secret society. It is not an organization. People are born gay. And what is so shocking to me is that this individual, by looking at their picture, I know this is horrible for me to say, he is gay. But because they think that if they come to me like this, that will not make them a homosexual. Aside from him, let's keep him aside. I have had a lot of people. My DM on TikTok is wild. I posted a video on TikTok where I was saying that maybe I will disable my direct messages because it is wild. It is either someone is asking me to give them money to start a business, to help them buy equipment, to buy them phones, to give them millions in Naira, or to help them, or they have a business in Ghana somewhere, or somewhere in Uganda or something. It's always crazy. And then at the same time, these same people are extremely homophobic towards me. And I have gone through this personally as well with some relatives of mine who have been extremely homophobic towards me and then want help from me. I am only a simple gay man from Njikoka local government area of Anambra State. I am not a billionaire. I am trying to live my life. The thing is that a lot of these people think that they can break me, they can break my soul, and they haven't been able to do that. And at the same time, how are you so homophobic towards me and you want money from me? And this is not only the experience that is peculiar to me. This is not unique to me. This happens to a lot of queer people. And this is why I wrote the comments on the community page of the podcast for people to comment and see if this has happened to you. Because I have seen people that it has happened to that I know personally. And this is crazy to me. And this brings me into when I speak to some people, I keep saying to them that homophobia, it is not our heritage. It is not something that our ancestors started. It was imported into Africa. Bigotry is not our tradition. Oppression is not something that our ancestors did. Oppression is something that was taught. And we have now taken a lot of this nonsense and we've taken it to become something that we do every fucking day. And we then add religion into it. And you hear things that it is our culture to be homophobic because homosexuality is not who we are. Absolutely not. Homophobia is not something that we inherited from our ancestors. It is never our heritage. It is something that is taught. We learned it from colonization. Bigotry, we learned from colonization. It is not our tradition to be this mean towards gay people. And I want to let some of you know that cruelty is nothing to be proud about. You shouldn't take it as your cultural pride. It is extremely wild to me. The way people think that it is okay for you to be mean to people that did not do anything to you whatsoever. I posted a video not long ago on TikTok where I gave my man a kiss. This video is on every blog page that you can think of. And they have thousands and thousands and thousands of views and thousands of insults. This is not the first time. And on my page, it has a lot of views as well. Everything you are fucking going to see there is being homophobic, being mean and horrible. And they call God all the time when they do this. God will punish you for me. This is what they write. God should take your life. You will die. And they think that this is okay. These are people that claim to be religious people. You have inherited a religion that was okay for your people to be colonized, for your ancestors to be enslaved and taken to other countries, that says that it is okay for people to be enslaved, that said that slavery is okay. And you are using that same religion as a tool to be mean and wicked towards people that same God created. I am sick and tired of this. It is crazy how people try to justify their bigotry and their homophobia and their evil self. I am telling you this now. Do not allow meanness and you being a wicked person to be your cultural pride. Because I can see this happening across Africa. People think that they can use religion as a means to be mean to as a means to be mean to people. There's a video someone shared to me of this particular pastor preaching in a church where he said that people become homosexuals when their parents are no longer together and it's just a single mother. I am paraphrasing here. And I'm like, are we okay? Are we okay? Let me see if I can find that actually so I can play it to you. Just give me one moment. I will look for that video so I can play the audio for you because this is so freaking funny to me. Where is that? It said that the person will be mummified.
I know a lot of people that their father and their mother is in their life and they will stick tongue. Their father and their mother is presence in their life. You know what's the problem with majority of these persons? That they just open their mouth and whatever it is that they feel, because they are in a place to convince thousands of people, they just spew nonsense. Like, arms of rubbish. They said that the child becomes mummified. Then, the now turns gay. So what happened to a girl that the mother died and was raised by her father? She'll become daddified. So she'll now start looking for a woman to date. You just open your mouth and talk nonsense. Like, oh no, nonsense is quick to come out of your mouth. Around rubbish.
You see the response this guy gave. Perfect response. Because what is mummified? So if you don't have a father and you have a single mother, or your parents are divorced, you're with the mother, you become mummified. That's what he said. This is someone that is supposed to be a man of God. And I love the response that this young man gave to him. And he ended up by the... Because it does not make any sense. So does it mean that people are gay because their fathers are not in their lives? It is crazy to me. It is crazy. I'm just going to use myself as an example. My parents are together. They were together until they passed away. My father died. 2 years after my father died, my mother died. They've both passed away. They stayed together all their lives. Why am I gay then? If that's how it works. I am a homosexual. And both of my parents were together. Because using this as an example to say that the absence of a father means that their child will be gay is wild to me. This same pastor has said so many wild things as well. I think this is the same pastor that a woman took her son to the church that they think the son is gay. And this pastor said some cruel things. I am not going to lie. Some of you pastors don't beat the allegations. Why are you so obsessed with gay people? It is giving. I have a skeleton in my cupboard. I will never forget a story someone told me one time that came on my TikTok live that he went to this church. No, he knows this pastor and had sex with him. They've had sex so many times. And one time he went to church and he was preaching. He invited him, was preaching against gay people. They slept the previous night. He went there and the pastor was preaching against gay people, against homosexuality, and he blocked him. I just said I should cite this because this is crazy. Can we get into the weaponization of culture? Because they weaponize culture all the fucking time. Whenever queer Africans speak up, The same argument, the same argument appears. This is not who we are. It's what you will hear. It is against our tradition. This is Western influence. This is imported. This is not what we do here. But there's a massive problem here. Most anti-gay laws across Africa were introduced during colonization, during colonial rule. That is when they were introduced to us. British and anti-sodomy laws, imported Victorian morality, missionary-driven sexual shame. This whole thing, everything I just mentioned, weren't indigenous spiritual frameworks. These were imposed upon our people, and they refused to fucking let go. And what is so shocking is that somehow, generations later, thousands and thousands of years later, our people are still defending these things as if they are our ancestral values, as if it is something that our ancestors said we should do. I swear, our people have historical amnesia when it comes to our culture, and that is not okay. I do not know how we have decided to erase everything that has to do with our culture, that has to do with who we are. And what is so shocking is when you say to people that I don't subscribe to your version of religion, that I believe in my ancestors, I believe in my culture, I believe in who we are, they will look you dead in the eye and say to you that it is demonic, that this is not who we are. You cannot inherit colonial laws and call them tribal identity and call them your cultural identity. You cannot inherit something that is not part of who you are and decide to toss something that has to do with you and say that thing that is part of who you are, that your ancestors have been worshipping and preaching and doing all their life, all of a sudden you say that it's not your culture, and then you've inherited something else and claim that that thing is part of who you are. People keep saying homosexuals, queer people, LGBTQIA plus people are never in Africa, that this is not thing that happens here, that is something that is imported. What about your religion, the version of religion that you carry on top of your head? What about that? Was it not imported? If you are so against things that are imported, why are you holding on something that is not part of your culture? A religion that is not of your ancestors? Why do you have amnesia when it comes to queerness? Because homosexuality has always been in Africa. Homophobia is something that is inherited, and you lot refuse to let go. This is the reason why I refuse to be ashamed. I refuse to make myself small. I refuse to bend backwards. I refuse to be in any church that some of you preach all the nonsense that you preach. I have said this in so many versions. If you are part of the LGBTQIA plus community, do not go to somewhere where you are told that you are wrong. Because any belief system that tells you that you are wrong, that you are useless, that you are not a human being, is not spiritual. That is not spiritual. You should not be there. You should not be in community with them. A lot of our people, and when I say our people, I mean Black people across the diaspora, people of African descent, the way they speak about gay people when they think someone is gay, and when they start saying things like your father has failed as a father for you being gay, is wild to me. And a lot of you do not understand what heritage actually means, what imported culture actually means. You do not know any of these things. What does heritage mean? Heritage is language. Heritage is storytelling. Heritage is our food, our music, our kinship system. Heritage is resistance through war, migration, and survival. Heritage is not the policing of private lives. If your culture is strong, it does not collapse because of two men love each other. If your identity is rooted, it doesn't require erasing others to stay intact. Homophobia thrives on fear, not on heritage. That is why they do all of the nonsense they do. My dear, you are never, ever going to break something that is not broken. Why do people hold on to homophobia? I have been asking myself this question. Why do they refuse to let go? Why do they hold on to homophobia? Why? I have asked myself this so many times, in so many ways, and I keep coming to the same place with this. When people defend homophobia as culture, it is often about control, gender roles, patriarchy, religious authority. It is about maintaining hierarchy. And you know what? Queer existence disrupts these rigid scripts and rules. People like me disrupt this. LGBTQIA plus individuals live outside of those boxes, and it challenges everything, and they do not like it. So because we disrupt this, they don't like it, because they have it like this. Men must marry women. Women must produce children. Family must look in a particular way. It has to be in this way, not the other way. It must always be a man and a woman. When people like us steps outside of that, it threatens the structure. It becomes a massive problem. Now you are a threat. Now they don't like you. Now you are an evil person. Now you are not part of the community. Now you are a problem. So instead of questioning the structure, they attack the individual. They attack the person. And that person is LGBTQIA plus individuals. We are the people they attack. That is why I get constantly attacked. That is why I get constant homophobia every fucking day. That is when you start hearing things like, you are going to go to hell. You are evil. You are a shame to the Igbo culture. You are shameful. You are a stupid person, you are evil. That is when you start hearing things like, you are useless, you are not a man. But I want to make something clear to everyone. All of this nonsense they are doing is not our culture. It is not the African culture. It is not the culture of our ancestors. Do you know what it is? It is their insecurity. It is their fucking problem. And religion plays a massive part in this as well. They don't know the difference between religion and culture. They don't. A lot of these people cannot differentiate between their religion and their culture. In many African communities, religion and culture have been conflated. They've been fused together. They've been immersed like into each other. They cannot differentiate it at all. Religion and culture are totally different. They are not the same thing. Christianity was introduced. Islam spread through trade and conquest. And I'm not going to lie, both of these influenced culture. Yes, they did, but they are two separate things altogether. Neither of these are synonymous with our ancestral identity. Because when pastors preach hatred and call it tradition, that is theology mixed with politics. That is not who we are. I always preach about the golden rule of humanity: compassion, empathy, kindness, showing love and care, loving people, and being respectful. And what I see happen on a daily basis is that a lot of these people have a faith and belief system with no compassion. And growing up in a Christian household, being raised Catholic, seeing how my life has been treated, how my life has been impacted, and what I know today, religion is about control. It is not about compassion. It is not about love. It is not about kindness. It is not about empathy. It is about control. Because majority of some of these pastors and some of these religious leaders who say a lot of the things they say, it is about politics and control. They want you to be in line. They don't want you to critically think. They don't want you to use your common sense. They just want you to have the fear and wrath of God they manufactured. Because the way they use God, they want you to fear the wrath of God. They want you to never speak about a religion. Of course, it's a framework, but they want you to never challenge anything whatsoever. When you challenge anything, when you use your common sense, it is a massive problem. And this is costing us a lot. There's a massive cost here. Because when homophobia is framed as culture, it does a real damage. When homophobia is seen as your culture, it is extremely damaging to every fucking body. Because a man that is homophobic is misogynistic. A pastor that is homophobic will steal from his church and control you. None of us is free until each and every one of us are free. None of us. Because when there is no queer people to attack, they will attack you. It is about human rights at the end of the day. It is about humanity at the end of the day. And we are all humans. And because this is extremely damaging, homophobia, families disown their children. Young people internalize shame. Mental health begin to collapse. Lives are endangered. Our lives becomes really, really dangerous. And you know what they do? All of this nonsense gets justified with a simple phrase. You know what that phrase is? This is who we are. Absolutely not. This is not who we are. A culture that survives centuries of disruption is stronger than that. We as a people are stronger than this. Our ancestors survived colonization, war, displacement, and things like this. And you think that they are defined by intolerance? Are we for real? Our ancestors survived all of this higgy and haga, all of this waywardness, and you think that they are defined by this nonsense behavior, this intolerance that all of you are portraying today? This is why I always say that my ancestors rock with me. They defined who I am. They protect me. They guide me. They guide me. I am divinely protected. I swear, that is an insult to them. This intolerance, this homophobia, this nonsense that a lot of our people are doing today is an insult to our ancestors. And that has to stop today. We as queer people have been doing what needs to be done. And we are doing it every day. And we are reclaiming the narratives. We are making sure that everything is separated. And we need to let some of you who don't use your common sense to understand that there is a difference between all of these things, and we need to separate it, and we need to separate it right now. We need to separate cultural pride from cultural harm. Loving who you are, loving your heritage, doesn't require hating queer people. You can protect your language. You can celebrate festivals. You can honor your lineage without policing love. Homophobia is a learned behavior. We as gay people, we are wonderful. We as queer people, we are amazing. This is to the LGBTQIA plus Africans listening to this podcast. I want you to know that you are amazing. If someone is telling you, if someone says to you that your existence is anti-African, look them straight in the eye and tell them that it is not. You are African. You are ancestors in the making. You are of this continent called Africa. There are queer people who came before you, and there's going to be queer people after you. You are not foreign. You are not imported. You are not a problem, a glitch in the African tradition. You are part of the present and the future of our culture. of the culture, which is the African culture. And one thing a lot of these people forget to know is that culture evolves as well, whether they like it or not. I've said this so many times, there's certain things in the Igbo traditions they used to do when women lose their husbands that has evolved over time and changes happen. And if you are someone that is LGBTQIA+, do not be ashamed of who you are. You are not new. LGBTQIA+ individuals has and have always been in Africa and will continue to be. I want to let a lot of you who are homophobic to stop confusing inherited identity with inherited prejudice. We need to stop confusing this. And for each and every one of us that is LGBTQIA+, you are not a mistake. You are not wrong. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You are divinely protected. You are protected by your ancestors. And I want you to know this. Always walk on the streets with your head held up high, because you are beautiful. You are the light. If this episode resonated with you, share it with your friends. Tell people about the podcast, because conversations like this matter, especially in our communities. I have been Charles Okeke. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Until next time. Until next episode, stay critical, stay unafraid, stay moisturized, stay unbothered, stay complete, stay amazing. I will see you in the next episode. Lots of love from me to you. Let love lead the way. Love is love. Have a wonderful time.